just some observations on the game today.
I thought, it was good to have nice weather to play baseball in again. So the field was in great condition. Again, got off to another little bit rocky start. I mean, Zach, two strikes. I mean, he had a hard time in the first inning with that sun being in his eyes and having to adjust to be able to, basically locate the catcher without having that sun in his eyes. And we had a scrimmage here a week or so ago, and I was pitching to the kids, and I had the same thing around 5:30 or so at night. And it can be difficult as far as you just get that quick burst of sun in your eyes as you're trying to throw the ball. It's difficult.
Maybe just talk a little bit about that. I guess getting out of the first inning the way you did wasn't a bad thing necessarily, given how it started. Did you feel like you were able to settle down a little bit after a while?
Yeah, after a little while. I mean, the sun did bother me in the first inning, then I just got used to it, tried to forget about it, and that's about it.
Now, I know they had several pitchers that turned out, but in terms of the starting pitcher, was there anything particular about him that made him challenging to hit, or because hits were kind of hard to come by there for a while?
There was nothing special about him. I mean, he was throwing balls just like I was, and he had some good off-speed stuff. He wasn't throwing that fast. I mean, he was hittable. We just weren't aggressive at the plate making contact.
Any lingering disappointment coming into today from the last game? That's really one of you guys.
I don't think so. I mean, the kids were loose on Tuesday. They had lunch together. They're joking around. They've had tough games before, and right after a game like that, it's moods are kind of sour. But these young guys bounce back pretty quick, and I thought today they were ready to play again, and we just a couple times had some miscommunications as far as that pickoff throw at second. Zach expected Kyle to be there, and he wasn't, and just wasn't able to hold on to the ball there at the last second. But I mean, that wasn't the difference in the game. I mean, I thought that we battled again. We made some good defensive plays, turned a double play again. We haven't turned too many conventional double plays this week, but we're turning them.
No. Well, and the other thing I'm looking at in terms of offense, I mean, you had some base runners, but it seemed like it was always two outs when you had a situation where you could score, and so the margin for error there is, not too great.
Right, I came in, it was the third or fourth inning where obviously we had a leadoff walk to Jeremy, and the single to center, and that's a case where, was the second
inning? Yeah.
That early.
Yeah.
There's a case where, the plays in front of the runner, so, third base coach wasn't calling him over, and he's got to see where he was stealing, but he also stopped to locate the ball, and once he did that, there's no sense trying to make it to third, and he did, and, their left field just made a good throw to, and the pickoff play at second was just good timing on their part, and it was close, but, Spencer was out.
But I guess that's all part of playing in a tournament against this kind of competition. It seems to magnify that kind of stuff, doesn't it?
It is. I mean, it's the little things. Sometimes it makes a difference between winning and losing these games. Unfortunately, the last two games, we haven't executed enough of the little things to come out on the winning side.
Seemed like you had a different lineup each day. Was it kind of emphasis to get everybody in the lineup? Is that kind of...
Before we even started the district tournament, I promised the kids that everybody would get a start if we made it to the World Series. That was said more so because there was a chance that some kids weren't going to start in the district tournament, because obviously we had to win that to get to the World Series. So at that point, that was more important. In hindsight, would I do it again, promising to start everybody? No, maybe not. I promised that they'd get in to hit and field at a certain point, but I may not necessarily promise to start, because sometimes you if you don't put your best players out there to try to win the game right off the bat, it can come back to haunt you. And that game against Italy, it did. I mean, I don't blame any of the kids. They're 15 and 16 year old young men. They're they're learning how to handle difficult situations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Coach, I recall you lost your tournament opener against Italy.
No, we beat Kent. Second game.
Second game. Okay. So how do you think you guys are going to be able to just shake this off? Because you're still viable in the 4-point format. You got one more game coming up. You win that, maybe get a little help. You can still get into the semis.
Look, I still have two very good pitchers that are available to me tomorrow, and coaching staff will sit down and figure out which one will start and which one will come in relief. You know, we're also going to talk and find out, you know, who wants to play and who wants to sit on the bench and salt. So we'll come out with a lineup to win tomorrow. Well, again, whether or not we do, that's up to, you know, how the baseball game goes. But we're going to come expecting to win tomorrow.
Right, now, you had said you promised to give, you know, each certain kid.
Everybody started.
Now, are you looking in terms of kind of shepherding your pitching now to try to work towards, you know, getting into the semis, or are you just going to try to, you know, if you have to burn a guy? Or?
Right. We got to win tomorrow. There's no worrying about the semis if we don't win tomorrow. So exactly. If I got to use, you know, two quality guys to win tomorrow, and we'll do that, and then worry about the semis on Friday.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Zach.
Let's go.
Yep.
Thank you.